Nedarim Perek Yod Mishnah Gimel 10:3. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about how if the arus, the husband, is out of the picture, so then the father now gets unilateral authority once again. Here, our Mishnah wants to say, what happens if a new arus comes into the picture prior to the father canceling the vow? So that means, as the Mishnah here says, I'll read it inside. Nadra vihi arusa. Step one. She is an arusa, and she's a na'ara, like before, and she takes a nether. And then nisgarsha bo bayom. Her current husband divorces her. The case is that he didn't hear about the nether. That's important. If he had heard about the nether and then he divorced her, it's complicated, and I'm not discussing that. So the issue is, let's say he didn't hear about the nether. He divorced her. So now we said the nisrokna, all his rights like empty out back to the father. So now the father could unilaterally cancel her nether, as we said in the previous Mishnah, but let's say he doesn't yet. And it's bo bayom. On the day he hears about it, she gets divorced. So now the father could act. But before he does act, nisarsa bo bayom. She gets I'll call it engaged, whatever you call it, married. The first step, arusa, she accepts a new ring from a second guy. So now the question is, the father now can't act unilaterally. The question is, how does the second guy fit in? Who's supposed to act with the father? The first guy, perhaps, the second guy only. So the Mishnah says, afilu meya, doesn't matter. Even if this happened 100 times on that one day that the father heard about it, avia uvala ha'achor mefir nedarea. The father and the current husband, whoever he is, and if he's the 100th one, they have to both, in concert, do the hafara, the cancellation of her nether. Again, if there is no husband in that window, while there's no husband, the father could act by himself. But when there is a husband, so the husband's required, and the husband, prior to nisuin, can do hafara on kodmin, on nedarim that arrived or that were enacted prior to them doing their erison. Zeh klal, says the Mishnah, the basic principle is kol shelo yatzel rishus atzma sha'achas. Any woman who never, or she's a girl, I guess, any girl who never was in her own domain, meaning she alone, without any other man, had rights, that would be a situation where, how would that happen? Either she becomes 12 and a half and a bulgaris, then she's her own autonomous, free-willed woman, and the father has no rights over anymore. Or she becomes a nesua. She's married. Again, that means that her father's totally out of the picture forever. At that point, she has a husband. But if a husband would leave, she becomes, again, her own woman. Even if she's not even 12 and a half yet. So then, aviovala achron mefirin dara. Then her father, along with whoever her current husband is, has to do the cancellation of her vows. Again, if she becomes a nesua, fully married, or she becomes a bulgaris, 12 and a half. So at that point, the father's out the picture, and none of them would be able to cancel her nedarim.